is all your glasses, please, gentlemen. Charging companies. Here. Mr. Glump, I must say you seem very pleased with yourself tonight.
Oh, yes?
You've got the look of a man who has, how shall I say, fulfilled himself.
Well, I don't know about fulfilling myself, Ted, but I've certainly filled myself full. I got room for one more brand, thank you very much. I am feeling, I'll say this, yes. I am feeling gratified tonight. You know why I'm feeling gratified?
No.
Because I've done a good deed.
No.
I've redressed an horrible injustice.
Well, she certainly needs redressing.
Not Mrs. Glum.
Oh.
Something even horribler.
Yeah.
The incident in question revolved around somebody else. You know her, my son Ron's fiancée, young Ed.
Oh, yeah.
Last Monday, she was round our house on the sofa with Ron,
yeah.
And Ted, it was obvious to the meanest intelligence, namely Ron,
yeah.
Was obvious that something was troubling her. Oh, she was a gitato.
Sorry to be such a wet blanket tonight, but I'm so distraught, I just... Oh, beloved, this is a time when I need all your love. Ron, bring your dear face close to mine and look at me.
Righty-ho, eh?
Now, dearest heart, I want you to tell me something.
We had pilchards for tea.
That's not what I want you to tell me, Ron. Oh, beloved, listen carefully.
Oh.
You see, Ron, last week in our office, there was a shortage in the petty cash. And the manager says the only person who could have stolen it is one of us girls. And you know who he's saying it is? Me. 38 girls in the general office. And out of the whole 38, he picks me.
Oh, yeah, congratulations.
Calling me a thief, Ron. A thief.
Ah, don't cry. Yes, please don't cry. It makes your face taste like seawater. Don't cry. Please. Don't be crying.
Hello. Been listening to the weather forecast? Oh, dear, she is in a state, isn't she?
Everybody's saying I have, but I haven't.
Hey! Now then. Now, just calm down there. Stop that cry in this instance. You're making your face look like a slice of broth. Now, what is all this have done it and haven't done it business? What's it all about now? Come on.
Well, I suppose I'd better tell someone. I feel like I've got to unburden my heart or bust.
Well, the former would seem more seemly, wouldn't it? Well, come on, choke it up then. What's up then, dear? What is it?
Mr. Glum, my life at the office has become unbearable. I'm under suspicion of stealing from the petty cash.
Oh.
If you only knew the whispering and the pointing. I can't take much more of it.
How much have you taken so far?
I haven't taken any. I'm innocent. Would I take what did belong to me?
All right. Let's not have no historics. Let's talk it over like rational human beings. Now then, first things first. Now, stop sniffing. Now then, can you tell me exactly what's been half-inched and the approximate floggable value?
A sheet of health insurance stamps amounting in value to £8.11. They were kept locked up in the petty cash box.
Oh, I see. Oh, now we're getting down to it, the petty cash box. Well, now, what sort of people have access?
Lumberjacks, Dad, they use them...
Not access! Access! It's spelled different.
Yes.
With X and two S's.
Thank you.
What I'm saying, in other words, is who possesses a key to the petty cash box?
Well, that's it. Only me.
Oh, dear.
That's why I'm under suspicion.
Oh, very understandably, too. Yeah. It looks pretty black, doesn't it, Ron?
Certainly does, Dad. I wouldn't be surprised if we had a drop of rain.
I'm referring to the case against Madame F.
Madam?
After all, if you are the only one possessing a key, what
Mr. Glum, as I said to Mr. Hotchkiss, that key's only kept in my desk drawer. Almost anyone could have borrowed it and put it back after, couldn't they?
Oh, they could, yes.
Oh, Rum, you believe I'm not a thief, don't you?
Of course I do it.
Oh, thank you, beloved. But what about your father?
Oh, yes, he could be one, hadn't he?
I mean, he's looking at me as if he thinks I am a thief and he no longer wants me in his family.
Now, just a minute there. I never said that. I will not be accused of such narrow-minded bigotedness. Oh, no. In point of fact, I would welcome having a thief in the Glum family. Yeah.
Welcome?
Well, it'd be company for Uncle Charlie. However, now he's retired and is employed in honest work, I'm sure he'd welcome the chance to talk over tricks of the trade with a kindred spirit.
Kindred? Mr. Glum, once and for all, I didn't take those health stamps.
I know, but you must agree to all points to you with. No spoke without fire, you know. Anyway, the truth will all come out when the manager gets the police in.
But he won't get the police in.
Why not?
All that'll happen is I'll be quietly sacked with no references, and so I'll never be able to get myself a job anywhere ever again.
Well, there you are. If everything turns out for the best.
I don't want to be forever branded a thief when I'm not. Oh, Mr. Glum, how can I prove my innocence? Couldn't I hire a private detective?
Oh, I don't know. They cost quite a bit of money.
And you've only got £8.11.
Don't you call us vicious?
Mr. Glum, you know so much about crime and criminals.
Well,
couldn't you have come to my office and make inquiries?
But what inquiries? I mean, where could we start? I mean, we got nothing to go on.
We could go on my bike, Dad.
Oh, if I had a feather, I'd brain him. Look, Ed, let's talk to you. Now, listen, I want to help, and I would help. But now, be sensible. I mean, a big firm like yours, they wouldn't let the likes of Ron and me just nose around the office asking questions. I mean, it's only policemen who can... Policemen? Ron?
Yes, Dad?
Here's half a dollar. Run down the pawn shop and get a couple of bowler hats and two pairs of the biggest boots you can find.
And we can confirm delivery on the 15th, assuring you of our best attention, etc. Got that?
Yes, Mr. Hotchkiss.
When you finish typing that, there's a rather unpleasant personal matter I wish to see you about.
Yes, Mr. Hotchkiss.
Come in.
All right, Mr. Hotchkiss. We're the police.
Police?
I'm Fagin of the Yard. This is my assistant, Dixon of Golders Green. All right, Dixon, fan out round the room. Ron, you're not fanning. Dixon, I'm talking to you.
I can't hear you, Dad.
I told you to get a smaller bowler hat. Wake it up and shove a wedge in.
Look, Inspector, what's this about?
Well, tell him, Dixon.
On information received, we are making inquiries regarding some health stamps which have been reported pilchard.
Pilchard?
It's a technical term. It's halfway between filched and pilfered.
Look. I'm afraid I don't understand this.
It's about those stamps that F pinched.
All right. All right, miss, your evidence will be taken in due course.
Look here, this intrusion is most extraordinary. Can I see your authority?
Why, certainly. There we are. Now to the matter in question.
Now, just a minute. You didn't give me time to read that. That isn't a warrant. That's a summons made out against a Mr. Glum for using abusive language outside the mission hall.
That's right, I'm on my way to deliver it. Now do you believe I'm a copper?
Well, I suppose so, but why has your assistant got no boots on?
No boots? Well, nor he has. Ron, where's your boots?
Oh, Dad, I don't know. They were so big on me, I must have walked right out of them.
Now, look here, Inspector. There's absolutely no need for you to intrude in this matter of the health stamps. We know that this young girl here is the culprit. We shall take our own punitive measures.
No, don't let them.
All right, miss. You realise, Miss Hotchkiss, that by making false accusations, you are liable to a charge of inflammation of character.
False accusation?
Yes, I'll show you your culprit. Sergeant Dixon?
Yes, Dad.
Stop playing with that stapling machine and open the window.
Right now, Dad.
No, Miss Hotchkiss. What do you see in that gutter on the roof?
Well, that's a bird's nest.
That's right. I reach my hand up to the bird's nest. So, I root about within, withdraw my hand, and what have I now got in it?
It's an elf stamp.
Exactly. And how do you think that stamp got in the bird's nest?
You put it there just now when you reached up. Ow! Oh, me bare toe.
Oh.
I'll fetch a policeman.
No. Dixon.
Yes?
One more interruption from you and you'll be taken off nightclub duty. Now, Mr. Hotchkiss. Now, Mr. Hotchkiss. There's your culprit, a commoner garden jackdaw.
But I don't understand it.
Jackdaws are famous for flying into windows and pinching bright-coloured objects for lining the nest.
Aye.
Quite obviously, that's what your jackdaw did with your elf stamps while the petty cash box was open.
Well, how absolutely extraordinary. Ethel, I owe you an heartfelt apology.
That's all right, Mr. Hotchkiss.
Well, I do hope that a small increase in salary will compensate you. Oh. And that for you, Inspector.
Oh, I know what you're going to say, servant. We're not really allowed to drink on duty, but seeing as this is a special occasion, well, thank you very much.
No, that wasn't really
what
I was going to say. All right. I'll go and get the bottle and glasses.
Well, there you are, Inspector Glum does it again, eh? Pretty crafty, eh?
Oh, wonderful, Mr. Glum. Did you work out that jackdaw idea beforehand?
Well, no, Ethel, as a matter of fact, I did not. It was only when I stepped into the director's lift to come up here that the whole case became clear to me. A few seconds of swift discussion and the borrow of an elf stamp and the scheme was concocted.
But why should coming up in the lift have given it to you?
Well, you never use the director's lift, do you?
No, Mr. Glum.
Well, then you don't know who the lift man is.
No.
Wrong. Tell her.
It's my Uncle Charlie.